وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين. To your beautiful duas, Mulana Salim Saab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his rahmah and his blessings upon you. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن النفس لأمارة بالسوء إلا ما رحم ربي إن ربي غفور رحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi shares with us the story of a snake in the city of Baghdad. So there was a snake catcher, and once he went into the mountains, which were covered with snow. Now, due to the snow and cold, many very big snakes lay motionless as if they were dead. So the snake catcher saw a dead snake. In the extreme cold of winter, he picked it up and took it to Baghdad with the purpose of using it for a show. The snake, like a pillar, was long, which the snake catcher dragged along to earn his livelihood. So the snake catcher thought it was dead, while in fact it was alive. Through the cold, it appeared to be lifeless, but they knew not. So the snake catcher told the spectators of the show, "I have brought the snake to you which I killed, and in hunting it I spent extreme diligence, and I had to sweat blood. It was very, very difficult for me to catch the snake." So Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says, he dragged the snake along to Baghdad, advertising it as he went along, bragging about his bravery. A large crowd gathered around as the news quickly spread that the snake catcher had brought a very big snake, a most rare thing, which is most astonishing. So numerous inexperienced and stupid ones they gathered. All of them were caught in the net of the snake catcher. In the morning, when the sun rose in the sky and the sun's rays heated the snake, the coldness of its body disappeared. Gradually, the signs of life came back into this snake here, into its body. So the heat of the sun brought the signs of life into it, and the coldness departed from its organs. Then the snake, which was dead, became alive and started making movements. So the people, they were under the impression that it was a dead snake. When they saw the movements of the dead snake, they were astonished, and these movements became for them a cause of great concern. So the spectators, in astonishment, shouted in a loud voice. All of them fled in various directions. When the snake began to move about like a fierce lion, wild, many people fled so wildly that they struck against each other and became injured. The snake catcher himself was petrified with fear, but he was under the impression that the snake is dead. So from here, Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah starts to instruct, saying, "O you seekers after the path to Allah, it may appear that the nafs, not being involved in sins, might appear to be dead. It means you, like as if as you have subjugated it. But one is never certain as to how it will react when left alone with a strange woman." So you cannot, like you never couldn't trust that snake, You cannot trust the nafs itself. If the nafs, like Fir'aun, should find means of comfort and power, your nafs will, like Fir'aun, become rebellious and begin to commit sins and will begin to fight against callers towards the path. So what is the lesson that we learn from the story? And Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Alayh gives a very important lesson for the seekers of the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says that you must never be completely sure about the state of your nafs. In its natural state, it's inclined towards evil, your nafs. Even if through the company of a sheikh and a long life of spiritual exercises and efforts, the nafs appears to have changed towards good, still do not be at ease with it and become unmindful of it. Do not become negligent in taking precautions. Be not like some foolish ones who had for a long time, through the efforts of zikr and other spiritual exercises, seen their nafs become accustomed to subjugation. So they started to be at ease and unmindful of his dangers. They started becoming involved with mixing with strange women. So they thought that the desire to commit sins would not overpower them. That's why they say they're looking at the women with clean looks. The nafs is making an excuse. They did that, and how tragic was their result? They became disgraced in a bad way. So the nafs, which appears controlled and dead, all of a sudden became alive. And the looks, which were supposed to be clean looks, turned out to be dirty and prohibited looks. So in the end, the snake of the nafs bit them, and from the path of truth they were rejected and they became disgraced. So it is for this reason that our elders have stated that no matter how old a muttaqi and pious a person may be, then until his death he must never ever be negligent and always take precaution against his nafs. So Hazrat Majzub Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says, have no trust in this nafs, O devout one. Even if it becomes an angel, remain distrustful of it. Look at the snake of your nafs. As soon as you are negligent here, it bites there. A dog, no matter how trained it becomes, do not take the chain off its neck or let it become slack. A trained dog will remain a dog. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the divine guidance to remain watchful over our nafs up to our last breath on earth. In Surah Yusuf, it is mentioned that the nafs is inclined towards evil, except one that acquires the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his mercy at all times so that we may subjugate the nafs and the nafs does not get the better of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.